This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. We have a lot of fun here. This is the most exciting, entertaining, I'm going to say sometimes informative radio show on earth, other than the alien shows. That there's no way you can have a more interesting show than the alien shows while you're listening to them late at night in a storm, driving across Nevada, low on gas, by yourself at 1 a.m. That's exactly, you can't beat that.
Not that it's ever happened.
No, but that you cannot be listening to one of those shows at that time period. I'm telling you, I've done that many a times, driven across the Nevada late at night, midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, and when those alien shows are on, and you're worried about staying awake, and I'm drinking a beverage that has soda in it, that has caffeine, I don't need that stuff. That keeps me awake, the alien show.
Aren't you all of a sudden looking for weird light? I mean, you already see this dry lightning coming across the sky, and
yes,
you're thinking, oh man, please don't one of those turn orange and land in front of my car.
Oh, I can't wait. No, please, I'm hoping. Where's all the aliens that everyone talks about? I don't see one. Why don't they come see me?
Well, they're in the studio now.
Oh. Well, I'm your host, Fred Penny. We have Todd Cuden to my left and Denise Dirks to my right. We love being with you. Thank you for sharing your day with us. This is 3 hours of fun and 3 hours of absolute drilling down on a lot of interesting topics. Today, we're going to, this hour, we're going to talk about some frivolous or potentially frivolous lawsuits. We're going to talk about a famous hockey Olympian that has been arrested. We're going to talk about an interesting part of the law which is coming up concerning the 2020 elections. And how it's going to affect the 2020 elections, where the 2016 elections, there was some interesting things that happened in some 20 states or what, electoral college states is what I'm going to call them. And we're going to discuss what the lawsuit was about and what the appellate court ruling was, because this may affect the 2020 presidential race. So
probably going to go to the Supreme Court, don't you think?
Yeah, it'll probably go to the Supreme Court, and that's why I'm doing a little tease for everybody out there.
Sure.
We're not going to tell you about it, but I'm telling you, it's very interesting. And then we're going to do the most famous thing, which we do is case or no case. We love Cal Hunter's attempt to try to make us look stupid, which Denise and I have thwarted that this
impossible
whole day.
Impossible.
And Todd has fallen a few times, and that's okay, Todd. You can get right back up, because case or no case is about to ready to be rolled.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, in the mid-1990s, Pepsi-Cola had a promotional campaign. The campaign was simple. Buy Pepsi products, collect a bunch of points, get yourself a free t-shirt, some sunglasses, some swag, or, for 7 million Pepsi points, a Harrier jet. Sure beats the bus, said the actor in the commercial while landing on a campus in a computer-generated Harrier jet. That scene would later prove to be key. Pepsi's spot caught the eye of John Leonard, a 21-year-old business student at the time, who was only interested in one prize. People say, well, don't you want a t-shirt? And I say, not when there's a Harrier out there for 7 million points. I'm in. I'm going to get me one of them bad boys. Mr. Leonard noticed some fine print. In place of labels, consumers could buy Pepsi points for 10 cents each. So he did the math, quickly figured he needed $700,000 to buy the Pepsi point he needed for the Harrier jet. Leonard hit the phones, convinced 5 well-off investors to give him the 700 grand for this jet. And he sent the check. And he sent the points that he had collected. And he waited for the Harrier jet to arrive. I don't know if he thought in the mail, but I don't know.
Oh.
And he waited And he waited, and he waited. When the jet never came, he sought legal counsel, which is why I ask you, case or no case. And, Mr. Penny, I believe it is your opportunity to go first.
And I want to go first on this one, Cal.
Can I ask a question? What's the name of the guy again? I'm sorry.
Don't tell you.
I got it right here. His name is John Leonard.
John Leonard, right. Paul McCartney.
No, Leonard. Wasn't it Leonard?
John Leonard, yes. John Leonard, 21 years of age, business student.
Cal, this is so off the wall. This is clearly a case. I'm going to say this is a case, and they win because there's all these rules. When you do contests, there's these certain rules. And I'm sure there was a spin that Pepsi put on it of some sort that weren't able to bring up that was mentioned in the fine print. But I think they were bright. He was a college student that did business. I think they studied what was said in the fine print and realized they made a mistake and that they could get this Harrier jet. I guess they can argue, oh, well, here's a Harrier jet that is a model. But what you said tipped me off when he said that commercial, when they watched it, that was a key important thing. And I don't know what exactly was said on the commercial, but it sounded like maybe it said a Harrier jet. I don't know, some sort of Harrier jet model. But I think they win. They don't get a Harrier jet, but they get the amount of money as to the value of a Harrier jet.
So you think the 21-year-old business student prevails in the case somehow?
They prevail, and he and his partners don't get a Harrier jet, but get the money equal to a Harrier jet.
But you got to admit, having a Harrier would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you land it right in your yard, man. You can land that right in the backyard, man.
All right, Todd, you're at Fred's left. What say you? Are you feeling harried or harried?
So Fred's was, yes, it's a case, and the business students win.
Yep, business student and their investors.
And their investors win. Okay, I'm going to say, yes, it is a case, and I'm going to say the business student and the investors lose their case to the extent they were seeking a Harrier jet or the functional equivalent thereof. They may get their $750,000 back from Pepsi or whatever, but they don't get the prize because Pepsi pointed out in the fine print that coupons or tokens or Pepsi points were non-transferable. If you had a Pepsi point, it had to be your own Pepsi point based upon an item that you had purchased. It was not transferable, so I couldn't get a Pepsi point and then give it to Denise so that she could amass the points.
Oh, so maybe the investors, by buying the Pepsi points, were doing a transferral thing.
Yes, and they were not allowed to do that, and so that violated the terms of the game.
Interesting thought. Ms. Dirks, what say you?
I have to say, Todd, that is brilliant.
Isn't it?
I think that's brilliant. I actually was thinking it was something in the fine print on the Pepsi site that was also flashed at the bottom of the commercial or whatever. I was thinking something like that as well. But just because I feel like maybe giving Todd a little help, I'm going to say
a sympathy casting.
I don't want mercy points. We're both trailing Fred. You do.
I'm going to transfer my mercy to you. I'm going to say that this is a scenario, but it's not a case.
By the way, case or no case points are non-transferable.
There you go.
No, they are. I've got the benefit of stuff.
Yeah, oh, that's true, but that was a different thing. He played for you, and he did not transfer them from one player to another.
So I know that what's interesting about this, Cal, is there's very strict rules about when you run contests, what you can do and what you can't do and what you can say and cannot say. I would be shocked, even though I went with what I went. I mean, went, duh, sorry. But even though I opined what I opined, I would be shocked if Pepsi's powerhouse lawyers messed this one up. Because you know it's got to go through the out before it goes out, including the commercial. But I think the commercial was something that did something wrong that made them liable. Give us a call at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back to find out about case or no case.
Stay tuned. Is the Harrier coming home or not? That's after this.
All
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
ConcussionMedicalClinic.com to schedule your appointment.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Looks like we're going to do case or no case. Remember, it was about the old 1990s Pepsi game that they did, and Todd actually showed us that he received a he played the game in the 1990s and actually got a jacket.
I have a black leather Pepsi jacket.
You do not.
I do.
Game. He and does, so he knows this.
He yes. knows the game. And so the issue is they promise with 7 million Pepsi points a Harrier jet and this brilliant John Leonard, the business student, got some investors, sent the paid for $700,000 worth of little Pepsi points and sent it in and said, send us our jet Harrier. And the issue was, and Cal threw this little nugget out, there was a commercial that showed a Harrier jet, and that is key. So, Cal, what Denise said and I said was, I said this was a case.
You guys were the same.
Yeah, Todd and I said this was a case, and they win and get the at least the Harrier jet, or they get the money.
He says they lose.
I said they lose.
Okay.
You said they win.
And you said no case.
Right.
All right.
Scenario, no case.
So Fred Penny says they win, and there is a case. Todd says that says they lose. There is a case. And then Denise says no case at all. It's fake. It's a fake.
Well,
fake
it's interesting, isn't it? For those of you who say this was not a case, would you please raise your hand? Thank you. And
Denise Dirks. You got slammed. All right, now Todd and I both say it's a case, so we got that. Todd says that the individual businessman and their students are a lose the case. I say they win.
Yeah, I said that they lose the case in that they don't get a Harrier or the equivalent. They may get their money back, but they don't get what they wanted.
I'm glad you brought up both of those alternatives here. Pepsi's response was, the Harrier part of the ad was just a joke. Tens of millions of Americans and people around the world saw the spot. They got the joke and they laughed. Mr. Leonard saw the spot, hired business advisors, and decided to take legal action. So Pepsi went to court. They first asked that Leonard's claim be declared frivolous. Leonard prompted his own lawsuit once they said this claim is frivolous. And guess what? The lawsuit was dismissed on summary judgment.
Oh,
Pepsi said this is a frivolous lawsuit, and the judge looked at it and said, duh.
Did they appeal that or what?
No.
Did they get their $700,000 back?
I'm presuming so. I don't know.
Oh,
we don't know that.
Gosh.
But we know that they lost the attempt to get the jet. And
they didn't have me as their lawyers.
Right. So I guess that's the problem. So as I recall this now, Fred, you get 1 point out of
yes.
this. So you said it was a case. Denise said no case, 0 points. Todd said you it was a case. And what did you say?
I said case and the students, businessmen lose.
Well, you know what? You get 2 points out of that deal. That, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
That was fun. That was a fun one. Thanks, Cal. That
You're
was
welcome.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about a famous hockey player in a minute, but I got to tell you about this suit. In May 2003, an individual in San Francisco sued Kraft Foods for putting trans fat in Oreo cookies. Now, let me repeat that. Sued Kraft Foods for putting trans fat in Oreo cookies. Now, there's a number of things in this world that are priorities in my life, you know, faith, family, friends, business,
Oreo cookies.
cookies. That's about fifth or sixth. If there's something I missed, you know, family, I mean, it's right there. And in fact, I have a son-in-law. Well, actually, I have two son-in-laws. And the two son-in-laws, their favorite thing to do is sit down and eat Oreo cookies, and they dip them in the milk.
Sure.
How many of you dip them in the milk? Now, I will not do that. To me, it gets gross. It's all floating on the milk.
Oh.
And so they do that. And here's the interesting thing. They will never use what? Double stuff. They will not. It is not appropriate to dip your Oreo cookie in milk if it's double stuff. Only the original. So it's weird as it sounds.
Because it's the cookie part of it that soaks up the milk.
Yes, I think. Okay, so this is a tradition in our home, and I'm not going to tell specifics, but I have a son-in-law that plays in the NFL, so he can't eat Oreo cookies right now. So what's happened is this sacred thing only occurs with my son-in-law, and now my son does it with him. So When I heard about this lawsuit, we had to discuss it. So he wanted an injunction. He actually brings this to court and tries to get an injunction to order Kraft to stop selling Oreo cookies to children. Not only does he say that there's trans fat issues, but he wants an injunction that they're going to stop selling Oreos to children. And talk about America. That is just, I mean, the flag waves when children eat an Oreo cookie.
Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack. But once the media caught wind of this, apparently a big media blitz hit, he dropped a lawsuit. So, trans fats are still in Oreo cookies, and children are allowed to eat cookies due to the fact the media did something right for once and went out and pounded this guy. And I say it once, I absolutely mean that when I say that sometimes. And we got our Oreo cookies back.
You know, the best way to eat an Oreo cookie while dipping it in milk is to use chopsticks. Because you don't get it on your fingers and stuff, and you can put it in there and kind of bump it around, and you go with the chopsticks, you pull it out and eat it. It is awesome. I also recommend eating cheese puffs, Doritos, anything like that with chopsticks. You don't get the orange stuff all over your fingers.
Are you a person that when you get in the pool and your fingers start to get wrinkly, that you hate that feeling?
No.
So you just hate stuff on your fingers?
Yeah, it's just filthy. So.
But suing Oreo over trans fats, like suing McDonald's for having beef in a burger, isn't it?
Or for having grease in their fries.
Yeah, I don't know.
Their french fries are pretty good.
I don't know that I agree with trans fats. I think when fat comes out, it's either good fat or bad fat. If you want to be a trans fat, that's a choice. It's not how you were born.
Well, all I got... Oh, my gosh.
All right.
We are going to talk about the law. We're going to talk about an interesting arrest of a very famous Olympic ice skater and the court's ruling that just changed how we might pick our president. That's all coming up. We're supposed to talk about it this time, but that was just too interesting about Oreo cookies. I had to digress. Cal, do you like Oreo cookies?
Are you kidding? It's one of the reasons I used to weigh about 100 pounds more than I do now.
Well, that's what I do, too.
Well, I like them, but they didn't like me.
I think we need to go out and eat an Oreo cookie after this. We'll be back. Well, we're definitely going to talk about some more law.
With a cold glass of milk.
Oh.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's the latest in the escalating trade war between the United States and China. President Donald Trump says products coming from China that were slated to be hit with a 10% tariff on September 1st now will face a 15% tariff. Trump also said goods and products currently being taxed at 25% now will be taxed at 30% starting October 1st. Trump's comments came after China said it would pursue new tariffs of 5 to 10% on $75 billion of U.S. products. The tariffs would take place in two steps, just as the U.S. said it would do earlier this month in imposing the 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. The rising tensions between the world's two biggest economies unnerved investors already on edge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 623 points as companies and business groups urged the two countries to get back to the negotiating table. Remember, you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop it.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
In 1980, it was a famous, those of you who are fairly young, there was called the Miracle on Ice Olympic team, and they beat Russia, or the Soviet Union at that time. It was the Soviet Union, which was one of the most powerful hockey teams in the world that could not be beat. I mean, they just won time after time after time.
Yeah, this was back when the United States was not sending any professional athletes to play on their basketball teams, hockey teams, anything, and it was suspected that the Soviet Union was staffing their teams with people that are professional caliber players and whatnot. And so basically, yeah.
They're amateurs.
It was a bunch of college kids, and I mean kids, that beat the Soviet Union in the semifinal round and then went on to beat Sweden for the gold. It was the Al Michaels iconic call, "Do you believe in miracles?" That was it, 1980. You couldn't find anything more unifying for a country, especially
right.
Given the Cold War.
Disney made a movie out of it.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN did one of those 30-30 deals on it. It is truly a remarkable story.
Yep.
And those guys basically have been celebrities ever since.
Yeah, and there's one by the name of Mark Pavlich who was actually one of the key, even though he didn't score the goal, he was the one that assisted in two of the goals that won the game, the final game,
yep.
Or at least a couple of the final games, and it was Mark Pavlich, and he is an icon and known, very well known, as a kind, nice man. Well, he just got arrested by assaulting a neighbor. Now, the interesting thing is the CTE issue we're going to talk about here.
Well, wait, what's CTE?
CTE, it's like concussion. It's concussion.
It's called chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yeah.
It's the condition that a lot of football players are being diagnosed. The problem is you can only be after you're dead, because of the only way they can tell if you really have it is to do a biopsy of your brain and take a look at that. So they're all diagnosed posthumously, but it is the disease that has really spurred the concern over concussions in football. And I mean, look, hockey is a violent sport. It's linebackers on skates. They're going fast. They hit very hard. You take a lot of hits to the head, to the body, the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, and you fall.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting thing. This is not. Apparently, he's known by neighbors and friends and family as the nicest guy, not violent. He's 61 years old now. He goes fishing with his friend. They're fishing and everything's going great. And then he comes home and he starts accusing his friend of, "You spiked my beer." He's like, "Huh? You spiked my beer." And so he talks about spiking his beer, and he gets mad, and he starts beating on the guy with some metal pipe of some sort.
3 to 4 foot metal pipe,
and he's breaking his leg, or disfiguring his legs. He's whacking the guy in his body, and the guy calls, and he's got a fractured vertebrae, and the guy calls the cops, and he gets arrested. Well, the judge has put him into mental health evaluation, which that's a smart judge, because this guy who does not have this type of
no tendency at all toward violence.
No, he didn't. But the violence on what though? I mean, no tendency toward violence.
So the family members and folks have said that for the longest time he was, like you said, the sweetest guy. But CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, has the following trademarked behavior or typical behavior: erratic behavior, lack of impulse control, memory loss, depression symptoms, all things that Pavlich was displaying. Clearly, this was an impulsive act here with this. And so the family has said it. The judge has ordered an evaluation. They're looking for, obviously, not biopsies of his brain, but things to see if this is something at play, if he's mentally capable of standing trial, if this is something that was a volitional act or a mental health issue on his part.
So this is interesting to see. We're going to follow this and see what happens and see what I think the judge properly sent him to or for some mental health evaluation. And let's hope he gets things taken care of, because what a almost a hero of the United States and a guy that's probably suffering from some CTE. So we've talked about the stand your ground. We have Joshua from Sacramento on the line. Joshua, how can we help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
I was called about the necessity law, the changing of the wording from reasonable to necessity for the police officers.
Oh, okay. The police officers' issue of the new law that is the using force.
Yes, and I'm a Californian. I'm in California.
Okay.
I think that's really dangerous for the officers. And the only example I say is this, is you're changing the viewpoint from what's reasonable from your standpoint to what's necessary to someone else's standpoint. So if I had a child that's going to be going to college and I said they want to go to the academy, I said no, because you are now putting your viewpoint, someone else's viewpoint, as to what your life is worth.
Yeah.
And I think that's hopefully I'm not the only one that sees.
Dangerous. You're saying that's dangerous, Joshua. Is that what you're trying to say for a police
officer? That's what I'm saying.
Here's the other question I have for you, Joshua. Think about this. And this is what I brought up. And my father's a former Marine, and he's mentioned in the line of duty or in the line of fire, you have to make You have to make very quick responses and decide things within a millisecond. And that's my only worry. I worry about is they might even make a mistake, but the point is it, you don't have much time to think. So what happens, either the other person shoots or you shoot, and if you make a mistake, then you're dead as a police officer. But again, what's interesting that we discussed, Joshua, and maybe I'll get your take on this, the California Highway Patrol Union is for this, and so was some other police officer unions. How do you take that?
Well, I'll just say this much. What exactly would they say, having the total arrangements in your life, what that's going to do is delay. You're going to delay it. So what's going to happen is now the officers are going to delay their action until they can find out what the totality. Now, what's the totality? Do we need to have do we need to have air support to tell us what's on the ground before we know what the total situation is? Do we need to wait for other people so that the guy gets away? What is it that is now, whereas before, the guy would have been caught, and now we have to delay because I'm worried that someone from someone else is going to say that what I did was not necessary.
Joshua, that's a great point. Todd had that's an excellent point.
I do, Joshua. So in the new law, under subdivision A4, it reads the decision by the peace officer to use force shall be evaluated from the perspective of a reasonable officer in the same situation, based on the totality of the circumstances known or perceived by the officer, rather than with the benefit of hindsight, and that the totality of the circumstances shall account for occasions when officers may be forced to make quick judgments to use force. If you listen to everything that we had said here in this, that's what they wrote into the law. So they're drawing a line, but I agree with you. We're going to have to see if this is effective the way they claim they want it. I mean, to say in the law, even though you write it, to say hindsight shouldn't be used. Okay, well, how do you keep that from happening? Isn't the whole review of an officer's action an exercise in hindsight in and of itself?
Right, and it doesn't require necessity, which is important, because I think necessity is a higher standard than the reasonable officer and the totality of the circumstances. And if it had said necessity, I never would support that.
Yeah, what Josh was saying is now it's just putting more scrutiny on the officer to think. Now the officer has to think even more before he responds. And I'm arguing for Joshua now. He's going to have to, or she's going to have to think a lot more. And by that time, what Joshua's saying is they might be dead.
The delay. Exactly.
So, anyway, Joshua, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to us. Good point. We think you made a great point.
The only thing that I see, just to finish up on this here, is to the extent, for example, the law says you shouldn't use deadly force when you're trying to arrest somebody for a non-deadly or non-violent offense. Okay, I generally agree with that. There's another provision of the law that says you can't use deadly force when the reason for using deadly force was because the person posed a danger to themselves. Literally, I saw a police officer's cam video where they shot and killed a guy, and the justification for shooting and killing him was because he posed a danger to himself. So you did it for him? It made no sense at all.
Well, I'm glad that's in there,
yeah,
Todd.
And
I'm
so,
glad that's in there.
Yeah, well, so that, but the whole point is, I think what Josh was trying to make is, we want to protect our officers, and now they're going to have to think twice. That's the argument. I'm not saying I agree with you, but I think Joshua made a good point, and that could put them in more peril or more danger.
I totally agree with that.
We'll be back talk more about Radio Law Talk, about the court ruling about elections.
Stay tuned for Radio Law Talk's coming up. You can join the conversation, too. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
There is no cuter voice than that little girl's voice. I love that. That's the cutest voice. I like those little kid ones. We're going to have to make some more cuts of those, Cal, when we get around.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We're going to talk about these electoral vote issues. Now, Denise and Todd are on this. We've all talked about it. Who wants to get started on this? Which one of you?
Well, I think Todd really should start out because he brings up such an interesting point about this.
All right. So first thing, just a refresher on the Electoral College. A lot of people think when we vote for president that it's the popular vote that counts, and it doesn't. Under the Constitution, there is the electoral electoral college, which is made up, each state has a certain number of electoral votes, and that is a combination of all of the representatives, congressional and the two Senate representatives. That is the number of votes that each state has. It's equal to that number of representatives. And the elector, the person that casts the vote on behalf of the state, is not a political official, is not one of the representatives, is just an individual that is solely designated to cast that vote. And under the Constitution, the candidate who secures the majority of the Electoral College votes of the state is deemed to be president. Because of that, there have been at least three instances in our elections.
In recent years.
Well, three instances total. One back in the 1800s, and then two recently in 2000 and then in 2016.
So that was Harrison and Tyler. Harrison and Tyler, right.
Where the candidate who received the most popular votes did not win the presidency because they did not win the Electoral College vote. The Electoral College went to a different candidate. In the most recent election, Donald Trump received almost 63 million votes, 46% of the vote. Hillary Clinton received almost 66 million votes, 48% of the vote, but Trump was elected because he received 304 Electoral College votes versus Clinton's 227. So this has caused people to address and look at the Electoral College system, and a recent case came out about what do you do when a person who's an elector for a state does not vote for the person who won that state via the popular vote.
Right, and states have set rules within their state, and it's a state law that applies, saying that either they have to follow this popular vote or they don't have to follow the popular vote. So many states are different.
So, yeah, that's correct, but I want to back up Electoral College. What that means is these individuals represent a certain district. So let's say one city has an individual that will vote the vote for that general area, or at least that person is elected in
congressional district.
Yeah,
congressional district.
Yeah, they represent that district as the person that's going to vote for that area.
Kyle. Yeah, and there are 538 electors.
In
all the states.
And historically, for the most part, the elector will always cast the vote for the candidate that won the popular vote in that area. So, if, for example, take California. Clinton won California's popular vote, so all of the Electoral College votes in California went to Clinton because she won the popular vote.
And that's another issue that's being discussed in all of this, is whether the electors should be parsed out proportionally or by winner-take-all, because 48 states right now have a winner-take-all. If one person wins the popular vote, they get all of the electoral votes from that.
Right.
And Trump's strategy was to go after every state's electoral vote that he could, get the winner take all, and tip the balance, regardless of the popular vote. And he's not the only one to have done that.
And the issue here is, under Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, that sets up the
United
States Constitution, that sets up the whole Electoral College system. It was, okay, they said we're going to use the Electoral College, but each state is free to decide on their own how they're going to choose electors and what guidance they're going to give and how they vote. It's not a federal function to go in and tell the states how their electoral votes work. It is up to the individual states. And so you have at least two that have apportioned them out. I think it was in Nebraska, New Hampshire, something like that.
Colorado has done a portion.
Okay. Yeah, and the rest of them are winner-take-all states. So this case that just came out recently, Denise.
No, I was going to say there's one exception to the state, which is D.C. D.C. has three electoral votes as well.
Yes.
So Washington, D.C. is treated kind of like a state.
So the long and short of it is, if you're a candidate and you get 270 electoral college votes, you win the presidency because that's more than 50%. Or that is your 50% margin, so you're the one that wins.
So what happened in Colorado?
So what happened is that an issue arose where an elector didn't necessarily want to vote for the person that won that state.
This is Colorado.
It's Colorado. And the judge, this was brought up to the federal level. And on the federal level, the court said that the individual was not bound by the Electoral College vote.
Okay, let me back up. I want to back up.
By the popular vote, to vote that way. They could still vote however they wanted. So
let me back this up. So this was in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and it was in 2016 vote, and it was Hillary Clinton that Colorado was supposed to vote for due to the fact the popular vote was for Hillary Clinton. And like you said, this individual went rogue and went and voted for one of the Republicans.
Voted for John Kasich.
Yeah, John Kasich. Now,
who was not a candidate at the time.
Yeah, here's the issue, though. So if you back up and see what the rule is here about the electorates, whether or not they have to vote or not for what the majority of that state voted on, a 1952 Supreme Court ruling, remember, noted on this same issue with a twist, but I'm going to say on the same issue, that states do not violate the Constitution when they require their electors to pledge that they are going to abide by the popular vote. So the Supreme Court held that they have to pledge to do that. Don't forget, the justices, though, never said whether or not it's constitutional to enforce this.
It's a pledge with no penalty.
That's exactly
yes.
right. And so everyone brings up the 1952 thing, and sure enough, they argue that, and the justice said, there's nothing there. It says they have to enforce it, and they don't have to enforce it, and therefore, this person was in their right to vote their conscience. Doesn't matter what their electoral, all the people out there voted in Colorado.
It also means that voters have to find a reliable elector, and that's usually done through the party process. The electors are generally nominated by the political parties themselves, so it's up to the parties to find a reliable elector, which should foster greater political involvement, wouldn't you think?
It should.
It should.
You would think
it
so.
Should.
You would hope so. Right?
In the Colorado case, I think the importance was that they actually removed that elector, so he didn't follow the popular vote. He voted for a non-candidate, and then they removed him as elector. So that was the penalty that was given.
And they took and they tried to take his vote and said, no, it's Hillary Clinton. And so that's when the lawsuit occurred back. This has been going on since 2016. And 2016,
yes.
Yeah. And it's still just coming up to the appellate court right now.
If the vote had come down to a one or two vote electoral college margin and this was the swing, this would be a much bigger issue, obviously, than it is right now. It's still a big issue, but, yeah. And there are some states right now, at least 16 of the states have entered into what's called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact,
right.
Which is a compact where once they get states that accumulate 270 votes, it would go into effect, and the agreement is that those states would cast all of their electoral college votes for the candidate that got the most popular votes nationwide.
Oregon has joined in on that.
Yes, that's
California.
And Washington Supreme Court just recently said, did the exact opposite of what this federal appellate court
yep.
did, but I think they're going to be overturned. It's going to go to the Supreme Court.
It has to go. They're splitting the jurisdictions.
All right, now it's time for quick takes. We'll start off with Mr. Kunin. What's your quick take?
Mr. Avenatti, I'm going to quote Stinger to Maverick in Top Gun. Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Denise, what's yours?
I say, don't back down. Stand your ground. Not. Better to back down or face criminal conviction.
There you go. Fred?
Well, I'm Avenatti again. Avenatti, next time you want to write a demand letter to Nike, make sure you say the following. We demand $25 million. Let us know if you agree. That's it. We're going to be back next week, Pacific time, 9 to 5. 9 to noon. Not 9 to 5. That's a long time. Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. We have a lot of fun, and you're going to learn something. Join us next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.